Good morning, Atlanta. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-ENJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you happen to get a second date, you're going to get $100. Who's on the line this morning?
You got Mark.
Mark.
Man, I was dating this girl. I really like her, and things went kind of left, so I want to see if I can reconnect with her. That's why I'm reaching out to you.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So, Mark, where'd you guys meet?
Oh, we met at Greenbrier up at the food court.
Okay. And I guess you just liked something about her. Did you approach her? Did she approach you?
I approached her because she was fine as hell.
Okay.
All right. How many times did you take her out before she stopped calling you or answering?
I took her about four times. The first time, and we went to the movies. Second time, we went to Benihana's, and then we, you know, that led to something else.
Y'all did it?
Yeah. Right. But it led to something else. That
so
was
wait
great.
A minute. Y'all did it on the second date?
Yeah, you know how it was, yeah.
No, I don't. But, and then after that, y'all did it two times after that?
Yeah.
And now, all of a sudden, she's not messing with you?
No, it was kind of my fault, actually.
Okay.
It's like she hit me, and I just, like, and she hit me, and we had a nice little long conversation, and I just overreacted, and I just cut it off.
All right. What's her name, Mark?
My name is Bianca.
We going to call Bianca. Maybe she know what happened because you sound a little confused.
We're going to have you put your phone on mute, right? And I'm pretty sure you know how this goes. We're going to call her, try to get on the phone and see what she, you know, what's going on. Then when we cue you in, it'll be your chance to, you know what I'm saying, make things right, all right?
Gotcha.
Bet.
So I'm going to assume that Mark is one of those schizophrenic kind of guys.
Yeah.
He bipolar.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. I'm speaking to Bianca.
This is she.
B, what's up, baby?
What's up? Who is this?
You trying to figure it out. Bianca, this is Young Jock, Mo Quick and Shawty Shawty right here on Streets 94.5. Streets Morning Takeover, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm good.
Now, Bianca, we actually have to add a whole nother name in. The reason we're calling you today. There's a guy.
Okay.
He said he's been looking for you. You recently cut him off.
He kind of say he stepped away from the situation.
Yeah.
Apparently, he messed something up, and he really has... turn a new leaf, and he definitely feels like you should be back in his life. Are you familiar with Mark?
Yeah, I know Mark.
Is that who you thought we were talking about?
Yep.
Oh, okay. He didn't tell us why, you know, y'all stopped talking to begin with, but he did sound like he was unsure. Do you want to share it with us?
It's really complicated, honestly.
Oh, we've seen the most complicated scenario you could ever imagine.
I'm telling you. There's nothing you could do to shock us.
Yeah, nothing.
Okay, so we dated for a few months, and I have herpes.
Wow.
And I gave him herpes, and that's it. I mean, there's all sorts of intricacies in that, but that's the main story.
Did he know that you had herpes before y'all got sexual?
No, and honestly, that's just where it went bad for me.
You didn't know either?
I've never had any issues before. I always am, like, aware of my flare-ups and everything like that. I keep it, you know, I keep myself together. I'm on my medication. I really thought that it would be fine.
Listen, to be able to say that, you just openly say that you have herpes and you gave it to someone, you have to be pretty mature and understanding of life. So I'm just trying to figure out what he did at this point.
I could tell you exactly what happened.
Okay. Please.
All right. So he had got tested, realized he had herpes. He came to me, and he came to my house or whatever. He seemed like everything was cool. We were, like, having a good night. And then he was like, oh, we need to talk. So he told me he's got herpes, and I told him that he had to have gotten it from me because I knew I had been infected for probably about 2 years now. So when he found that out, we in that conversation, he went crazy. Like, he went crazy.
Yeah.
He threw a chair at my damn TV. He trashed my house. He flipped my table. He freaking slashed my tires on the way out.
Well, if this was the other way around and he was the one who gave you herpes, do you think you would have acted as...
like that. I mean, I get it. I do. I promise you I do. Like, I understand that, one, I should have been more open, and now I am.
Before you say what you're about to say, because we got the gist of what's going on here, we're going to be more open with you. He's on the phone right now.
Yeah, he heard.
Hey, Bianca.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm surprised that you got me out here on the radio. Like, what is going on?
Nah, I had to reach out to good people so that way I can reconnect with a good person. I understand that I really went beyond and destroying your personal place, but you got to understand where I was at mentally. I've never had nothing like that happen, but I also had time to reflect. I had time to think. You're a good person overall. It was just you just keeping some things away that was very detrimental.
So, Mark, what has given you this change of heart towards Bianca?
I went and I did some research on myself, but I did some research about this disease.
This virus?
Yeah, the virus. And it's like you can live with it as long as you be more controlled as far as taking your medicine and as far as being more in tune with yourself. So I figured, you know, why not go back?
Really?
So is that simple?
Is that simple?
That's what I was trying to tell you.
Y'all got me.
You even listen to me. I was trying to tell you and help to educate you. And I like you treated it like you were going to die.
Like, I'm saying because I thought it was like AIDS. I ain't going to lie to you. I mean, and you're lucky I ain't going to bore homes on you.
What? Now that what's I educated that, Mark? Myself.
Spazzing out totally.
You did? Like,
set it off.
That wasn't like, a spaz?
You slashed her ties on the way out the door.
That was just it. I mean, but that wasn't enough, but, you know, it was it. Now that I've educated myself deeply into it, I go to my doctor visits, I'm up on it heavily. So, Bianca, so why not? Let's go for round two.
I don't know. I don't know if I trust that, you know what I mean? Like, he was pretty crazy.
But you gave the man herpes, Bianca.
I know. Maybe
this right here. Are you going to give this man a chance? The man done walked away from a situation. He was obviously rocking with you to be even smashing without a condom, whatever y'all was doing. He's contracted whatever you had. Now y'all are one. Y'all on the same page, literally. And he's trying to come back and be down with you. It's either yes or no. Are y'all going to get back together?
Yes.
Oh, that's what we want to hear.
Man, I can't wait to y'all bump into each other, man. That's what's up, man. A-Town, on behalf of 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm, we're going to hook y'all up with $100. And other callers, 443-520-945. Keep it where you got it. We're number one in the streets, 94.5.